Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
50, stay out of those conversations and enjoy what's in front of me.
Barry Bonds on his chances of making baseball's Hall of Fame. Bonds is fresh off a successful appeal of an obstruction of justice conviction, which now leaves him with a clean legal slate. The San Francisco Giant legend is in the city tonight as one of the inductees into the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. KGO 810's Carolyn Burns was there. She got an interview with Bonds and joins us live now from the update desk with that story. Carolyn? Oh, Carolyn. Carolyn? Okay, well, I can tell you that Bonds was at this Hall of Fame banquet. It was probably the most widely attended one, Carolyn was told, of any in recent memory. Bonds, through pictures that I saw, looked at ease. He looked comfortable. He took a selfie, took a picture with Carolyn, and he was inducted into the Hall of Fame tonight with former manager Dusty Baker. A man he described as a friend.
What he means to me is a good friend. That's what he means to me. You know, he grew up with my dad. It was a privilege of us being able to continue the life. I mean, how many times you get opportunities to have your father's friend be your manager? So, yes, in that sense, being around Dusty as a friend and a family friend is very, very special.
Others being inducted tonight, Olympic gold medal skier Johnny Mosley, San Jose native Roger Maltby, as well as Franklin Muley, who was the owner of the Golden State Warriors the last time they won the NBA championship. Well, the former campaign consultant of San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee was charged today with 6 felony counts of allegedly possessing child pornography. Enrique Pierce was busted last Thursday at his home, where investigators say they found 600 images of child pornography on his computer. The so-called pillowcase rapist is headed back to a state mental hospital today. A Santa Clara County court judge revoked the release of Christopher Hubart, also known to have raped 40 women in the Bay Area and Southern California. The 64-year-old man violated parole and the return terms of his release when he let the power on his ankle bracelet monitor run out last July. Hubart has been living in the Antelope Valley just outside of Los Angeles. Passing the blame over the drought. A Newsweek cover story now suggests the drought may be a function of poor planning as much as Mother Nature. Here's correspondent Jim Roop.
Lack of rain, that's nature. Lack of water, well, a lot of that is on us. California invested, for instance, $69 billion over the last decade in clean energy, but only $1.5 billion in water stuff. Now the rest of the country will have to suffer in the form of higher food prices because much of what the country eats comes from California.
Outrage in the small northern California town of Mount Shasta with the sellers of Crystal Geyser water. The company is about to start sucking thousands of gallons of water a day from an underground aquifer and without the okay of state regulators.
Crystal Geyser is about to start tapping Big Springs, an aquifer that feeds the Sacramento River. Raven Stevens with the Gateway Neighborhood Association says neighbors' wells are running dry.
We are unhappy about it, considering that we're in such an extreme drought.
Tim Moran with the State Water Resources Control Board says groundwater hasn't been regulated historically and won't for another few years yet.
My understanding is that that area with the Crystal Geyser plant is not in a basin that's overdrafted, so they would probably not be affected by that legislation.
KGO 810's Kristen Haynes also tells us no comment yet from Crystal Geyser. Across the country, a serial killer may have claimed 4 more victims in New Britain, Connecticut. Police there say the bodies found behind a shopping center can all be linked to the same killer. This is Police Chief James Wardell.
During the search and excavation of the wooded and swampy area, additional human remains were located and recovered. The total number of bodies recovered at this time is at least 7.
The search for more victims continues tonight in Van, Texas, after a tornado killed at least 2 people and left countless others missing. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray is in Van. She says more than 100 homes have been damaged and in the small town 75 miles east of Dallas.
The National Weather Service has determined that the tornado, in fact, was an EF3, and that means winds were anywhere from 130 to 145 miles per hour.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:04.
the best part of growing a business is, you know, seeing all your efforts and energy really start to pay off. It's an amazing feeling. At the same time, you know, it's total chaos. You know, you start to lose a little control. You worry that there's just too much to stay on top of. We've reached the point where we need a bank that can help us manage growth. We need resources, we need tools to help streamline back office processes, you know, so we can focus on the fun stuff. Yeah, I expect my bank to work with us.
When it's time, come to Comerica and discover a higher level of business banking. Beyond loans and accounts, we provide businesses with the treasury management resources they need. From cash management to risk assessment, our streamlined processes can help your business grow and thrive. To learn more, visit Comerica Bank and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity.
It is 9:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We will start in Pinole. You got an injury accident on westbound 80 before Pinole Valley Road that's blocking up the right lane. At the moment, no delays as a result of this, but if that's where you're headed, give the police some room to get that cleared, please. Got a lot of issues with trucks right now. In Fairfield, a disabled truck, which it might be a semi, on the westbound 80 flyover to 680 southbound. That's blocking the left lane and creating minor delays back to Sassoon Valley Road. In Sonol, a broken down tractor trailer on 84 westbound, a little after Little Valley Road. Don't have lane details on that one. And in Orinda, you got a broken down truck on 24 eastbound at the Caldecott Tunnel, actually blocking up the left bore. And in Livermore, 580 westbound, you've got construction still causing some slowdowns between North Flynn and Vasco Road. A bit north of Antioch, get ready for this, construction on 160 north and southbound has traffic very heavy between Sherman Island Crossings Road and West Sherman Island Road. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the Golden State Warriors bounce back in a big way tonight. W's blasting the Memphis Grizzlies in the Bluff City, 101-84. That best of seven series now tied at two games apiece. The two teams resume the series on Wednesday at Oracle in Oakland. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
You'll see lots of sunshine, but it is going to remain cool and breezy tomorrow afternoon. Not a whole lot changes in advance of a system that is going to move in and bring us showers as early as Wednesday night. And then it looks like a wet Thursday with cooler conditions, mid-50s to the upper 60s. Friday, we dry out.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly cloudy skies, 57 in Fairfield, 54 in Oakland, 55 in San Jose, and 54 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go with the late night, late show wrap up.
It's the ultimate season finale. One show, 5 hours long. Grey's Anatomy of the Good Wife with the Mad Men and the Vampire Diaries, Idol NCIS. Don't miss the medical terminology, the courtroom scenes, the sex, the violence, the cigarette smoking, the mystery, the fangs, and the music. Meredith Grey meets Alicia Florrick at the hospital in the 60s where Don Draper is sleeping with a vampire and singing about murder. You won't have to watch another season finale ever. Grey's Anatomy of the Good Wife with the Mad Men and the Vampire Diaries, Idol NCIS. This week on ABC, CBS, NBC, AMC.
Oh, by the way, did you hear the Idol music at the end? They're canceled. I guess we have to put up with one more season of Harry Connick Jr.'s smug attitude and Jennifer's Lopez.
Put up with? If you're not watching.
You know what? Until Idol, I didn't know the guy was so damn grumpy.
Huh.
Well, I mean, you know, and I don't watch the show. I think that's part of their problem. I don't think anybody is anymore. It's been on for 15 years, so those people who were young and loved the show, you know, are now in their 30s or 40s or whatever. I don't know. So their kids aren't into it, or they're watching The Voice.
That is a long time.
Yeah, it is. It's a long time.
I think, just to give Harry Connick some, you know, credit, I think that gig would make me grumpy, too.
It's a big pain in the ass. I would imagine that the show is quite the grind.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. NBC has announced their shows for next season, and they include, let me see here. Well, they're revealing their schedule for the upcoming season. It includes a bunch of new shows. Here are the highlights. ABC, it's NBC. As expected, NBC is bringing Heroes back. The new show will be called Heroes Reborn. Everybody's bringing back these shows. This is the latest sensation. Fuller House. I mean, there's a great example. Full House to Fuller House. And let me see here. Coach is coming back with Craig T. Nelson.
What?
Yes, remember that ran from...
That is a lie.
That why? Why? Why?
What the what?
What?
There's no use for that.
What is going on in Hollywood that
there
they have to
There is no excuse for that.
Regurgitate this garbage.
Wow. And he's hecka old now.
Well, the original ran from 89 to 97. The new show picks up 18 years later. 18 years later, when he comes out of retirement to help his son, who's also a coach.
Then, is it going to be try to be all Friday Night Lights or something?
I have no idea, Heather, what they're going to do with this show. I don't remember it being that big in the 90s.
Yeah.
Do you? I mean,
no,
maybe
I
it was a hit. I don't know. Was he on Parenthood recently? I'm not sure.
He is a crabby old man, though.
There's also Neil Patrick Harris. He's going to do a variety show, which is not a bad idea. I can see him doing that. A variety show would be good. When was the last time we had a variety show? It's been a while.
Saturday Night Live?
No.
You mean something clean like Carol Burnett?
It's been a long time since anybody's tried just a variety show. America's Got Talent is about as close as it gets. Okay. Where they're doing, but that's a competition.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be back this summer. As long as Stern can stand it. Okay. A drama called Heartbreaker and with Melissa George playing a heart surgeon. And and Wesley Snipes in The Player, about a Vegas security expert. Let me see here. Plus, there's Hot and Bothered, a comedy starring Eva Longoria as a telenovela. telenovela. That's it.
That could be interesting.
Univision. Anyway, and then America Ferrera from Ugly Betty and another Chicago Fire spinoff called Chicago Med is in the works. So, and then, oh no, this can't be true. How's this happening? Oh my, Shades of Blue with Jennifer Lopez. Just can't get enough.
Is it something like, does it have anything to do with Shades of Grey?
No, but it's cleverly, it's a police detective show.
Police, that's where the blue
comes in.
She's
a single mom, Shades of Blue, right.
Oh, brother. Single mom cop. Got it.
She gets a lot of work. I mean, I'll give her that. She works a lot. The shows that ended their runs with this season include Parks and Recreation, Over, Parenthood, Over, Constantine, Done. The Law, let me see here, Law and Order, SUV, that one's coming back. Celebrity Apprentice for some reason, and The Biggest Loser will be back. One's not coming back, A to Z, Bad Judge, Allegiance, Parenthood, State of Affairs, Marry Me, Mission Control, and About a Boy. As I mentioned, Parks and Recreation and Constantine. Okay. All right. So we're going to be talking about Barry Bonds coming up here in a little bit, but I want to play this. He's being inducted or was inducted this evening into the Bay Area Hall of Fame, and rightfully so. But listen to this. Now, I hope I'm having computer problems here, people. It's so Monday. Even with a computer, it's Monday. So either this will play or it won't. But anyway, on the MLB Network Friday night, there's this reporter, Heidi. She seemed to be rushing through the calling of the highlights on the quick pitch broadcast. A lot of people thought she was on the verge of crying, but she was on the verge of throwing up. She was really, I guess something made her sick, or she was sick and came to work.
She's probably pregnant.
Or maybe that, yes. So anyway, as you listen to her, she's ready to throw up. Listen to this. Oh, it's not going to play. Damn it.
I'll do an imitation of it.
No, this drives me
nuts.
And
the Warriors are crushing the Grizzlies.
Oh. Every other cut tonight just won't play. I'd kick it, but, you know, the receiver, it's not the... There we go.
It's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three
very
lovely
girls. Florence was making fun of Tom Brady today. She likes softballs, but she really likes hard balls, and she likes big balls the best.
It's a story of a man
named Brady. I can't make that stuff up. Let me see if I try something else, if I can get that to play. Let me try this one. It's just not going to work. It's just
There are people everywhere yelling at the radio, hit refresh.
I did hit refresh. Damn thing. Actually, my server, it's actually not this computer. It's the server.
It's on that company's end.
I understand that. It doesn't make it any better because half the time it works and half the time it doesn't.
I think so, you just need to let it go until tomorrow.
Now we didn't get to the nudity in San Diego again.
See?
And now I have to take a break because I'm fussing with this damn thing.
I'm going to reach over and just turn it off.
Okay. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinneke, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique find, fund, and flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my find, fund, and flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-317-1981. Call now, and Chad will also give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-317-1981. That's 800-317-1981.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you, because it knows that for a limited time in only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at low FamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cash back offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet with your order of $75 or more today. You won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
It all started with an ice axe. An Austrian Akedem Pikel, to be precise. Just the thing Mary and Lloyd Anderson needed to summit Mount Rainier back in 1938, and what brought their group of friends together to form a co-op called REI. 77 years later, we're still a co-op, and we still search for the best deals on the best outdoor gear around. The REI anniversary sale celebrates our history, and with up to 30% off May 15th through the 25th, you'll find just what you need for your next outdoor adventure.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need, and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Fast 15 at Cache Creek. Now through May 25th, every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., someone will win a brand new car. One lucky winner every Saturday and Sunday will drive away in a fast and fun brand new Dodge Dart. Plus, three lucky winners at each drawing will walk away with $1,500 in cash. Don't forget, on Memorial Day, May 25th, we will be giving away another Dodge Dart. That's a total of 15 Dodge Darts guaranteed. Move fast to Cache Creek and get your free daily drawing entry. Plus, you can play more to earn more entries. 15 cars, $1,500. The Fast 15, only at Cache Creek. Play here. Play the best. Visit CacheCreek.com for details.
Resh. Live and local, he's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Okay, now first I'm going to try this again. So Major League Baseball Network's Heidi Watney rushes through the highlight broadcast because she has to throw up.
The Pirates have now dropped 7 of their last 10 games, including 6 of 7 in May. The Cardinals have won 7 straight over the Pirates dating back to last season. Colton Wong is hitting .591 with 8 RBIs over his last 6 games.
That sounds like my 7:30 news.
For Yankees and Orioles.
And then she did.
Why did they cut that
sickness
out?
Or was she hungover?
No. Well, we don't know whether she would. Heather brought up a good point. She could have been pregnant or something.
But
everybody thought she was crying on camera. It turns out she was sick. So she got through it, and then they took the camera off of her. Then,
could you hear the vomiting, though? I would love that.
Oh, you guys heard that?
No. They actually cut that off because they were going to cut her off anyway because they thought she was crying. They didn't know she was going to. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Let's welcome to the studio KGO's very own Carolyn Burns and John Lobertini. We're going to talk baseball.
I love it.
I know you do. You know what's so funny about it, Carolyn, because we've known each other 5-6 months, but I did not know that you're an aficionado.
Well, in my career, actually, I started out in sports.
How cool is that?
Probably one of the very, very first women ever to get into sports broadcasting. And we will not say how many years ago that was.
But you know a lot about Bay Area sports.
Yes, I do. I came out here actually just before the 49ers won the very first Super Bowl.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, so what year was that? No, we're not going there. Actually, it was in January of 1982.
Okay, that's not a big deal. When they had those leather helmets, right?
No.
And you wore like a big long granny dress. No.
No, they had the real helmets then.
Just don't throw up on us.
I'll try not to.
That poor lady from Major League Baseball Network. So anyway, it was a very exciting night here in the Bay and for San Francisco and for Barry Bonds.
Yes, it was. It was the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. It's their 36th annual banquet for an induction and enshrinement of people that all have Bay Area ties. And, you know, I was told just before everybody went into dinner tonight that this was they had the highest attendance ever at tonight's dinner than they ever have in its 36-year history. And I have a funny feeling it's because of the one person that was being inducted, not to slight the others, obviously, that were being inducted. But Barry Bonds was there. And, you know, we really haven't seen a lot of him publicly for a while.
He lays low.
And, yeah, and he has. It was good for me. I hadn't seen him for a while. I've always had a very good relationship with Barry. Our relationship went back from my days when I worked at ESPN. And they sent me to Pittsburgh to do a story with him. And we've been friends ever since.
Oh, that's nice.
And, you know, I would get to go in the locker room and talk to him, and I'd be able to sit over there with him and chit-chat with him on what I used to tease him and call his granny chair.
contact, huh?
Yeah, but isn't it true he's not very chatty with the press?
No, he's not. And, I mean, he's always been the type of guy, he's kind of had like a chip on his shoulder. He can be, and I've seen him be very surly. I think as he's getting a little bit older, he is getting a little bit more mellow. It was fun to see him. I hadn't seen him in a few years tonight. And so when he saw me, he came up, gave me a big hug, and it was really nice.
Incredible.
It was really
nice. How fun for you.
But, you know, I do have to tell you, one of the things that ran through my mind when I heard that he was getting inducted into this Baseball Hall of Fame here is if it would soften any attitudes about him possibly getting into baseball's Hall of Fame. And this is his answer.
You know what? Right now, this is the Bay Area Hall of Fame, and you know, if I sat up here and I talked about it, it's me against how many of you guys are here. So the story can come out any way it can. So I learned that lesson as I got 50. Stay out of those conversations and enjoy what's in front of me. So I'll stay out of that one and enjoy what's in front of me right now.
I couldn't help but think to myself, well, some things never change.
What's interesting about tonight is that Barry Bonds is fresh off of a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that overturned his conviction on obstruction of justice charges. Now, for all the talk of steroid use, the only legal case against him, the only conviction, the only guilt that was laid upon him was this obstruction of justice charge. Nothing that had anything to do with steroids. So now the question is, do the baseball writers of America have a case against Barry Bonds to keep him out of baseball's Hall of Fame. He is the home run king. He set the single season record for hitting home runs. And Carolyn's interview with him tonight is really a huge get because he doesn't talk to many people. I don't know that he's been, you know, open to reporters. I mean, in an arena, at an event where somebody like Carolyn could approach him and interview him. So this is a big deal, and there's, you know, and you could very well argue that this is a nice little stepping stone. He's inducted into the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. His dad was a famous, legendary San Francisco Giant, Bobby Bonds. Barry went to Sarah High School down in San Mateo. You know, when everybody thought he was going to sign with the Atlanta Braves, he signed with the San Francisco Giants.
And, you know, I don't mean to interrupt you, John, but, you know, the one thing, too, that you bring up that was a good point is when I was talking with Dusty Baker, and he was asked, do you think this could help Barry get into the Baseball Hall of Fame? And the first words out of Dusty's mouth were, I hope so.
Cool.
And he was talking about, and then he brought up Pete Rose and how it seems like Pete Rose, the atmosphere around him is starting to soften. And he was actually convicted of stuff. You know, with the gambling and things like that. He said it appears that Pete Rose could get into the Baseball Hall of Fame, and he said if he can, then he certainly hopes and thinks Barry should.
Well, I would think so. I would hope so.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the baseball writers are a very fickle bunch. You know, they're able to hide behind their bylines. They're not people that are out publicly like, you know, broadcasters are, and they have for many, many years been able to, you know, exact their revenges or jealousies or, you know, whatever to keep people out of the Hall of Fame or get them elected into it. I mean, that's why, you know, there are some cities that are very difficult to play in because the baseball writers are very, very tough. New York and Philadelphia come to mind.
Oh, for sure.
So it will be interesting if there is a thaw. It may take some time, but with no legal baggage, you know, you've got to think that it's a possibility at some point.
Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, too. Because, you know, I mean, and you bring up a very good point. He was never convicted of this so-called supposed steroid use. And maybe it was going on. It was people were using it. There's names out there.
Everyone was for 10 minutes. Not everyone, but a lot of people were.
And if they were, there were a lot of other people in that corner of the locker room that may have been using it. Two as well, possibly. Not saying that they did, but anyway, but it didn't help them. So how do we know that if Barry was using it, how do we know that it helped him?
Right.
And maybe he's just this great baseball player, especially when it didn't help others.
Well, let's face it, we live in a society where you're supposed to be presumed innocent until proven guilty.
Absolutely.
But, you know, in this court of public opinion, it is very easy to, you know, nail a guy to the wall like a Barry Bonds. If you know, enough people say, he's too big, he's too strong, he's too athletic.
Nobody gets that way naturally. The baseball writers, that's not a democracy.
No.
No,
they're a tough bunch.
By no means. All right. Well, thank you very much, Carolyn
Burns.
Thanks
for that Drex exclusive. And seriously, congratulations.
Thank you. Great work.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh,
it was fun. I got to see a lot of familiar faces and people I hadn't seen in a long time. It was really good. It was good to see them.
Oh, it's good to see you.
Keena Turner, 49ers. Eric Wright, 49ers. You know,
yeah.
they were there. And
you're a babe.
And Dusty. And it was just really, it was a lot of fun.
Well,
did you get a lot
by.
Of squeezes?
I got hugged.
You're
I'm not going to deny it. I loved every second of it.
Yeah, right on.
Yes. Well, stop by anytime. We love having you.
Thank you, Drake.
All right, let's check in with John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
Some exclusions apply. See design consultant for details. Attention homeowners. Stop looking for blind, shade, shutters, curtains, or drapes in a store or online when 3-Day Blinds brings the showroom to you with custom window fashions to fit your budget. Transform a boring room and cut your utility bills with stylish, energy-saving window fashions. Whether you know exactly what you want or not quite sure, we've got the perfect selection and you can see them right in your own home with a 3-Day Blinds design consultant who will guide you through every step of the way at no cost. Now you can buy window treatments the smart way, straight from
from the manufacturer. At 3-Day Blinds, we'll help design, measure, and install on your schedule and budget. Window fashion is all we do, and for over 35 years and millions of custom window treatments, we've been the name people trust. Through this special promotion, buy any custom blind, shade, drape, or curtain and get free installation. 3-Day Blinds, we'll come to you. Schedule your free in-home design consultation now. Call 800-298-7108. That's 800-298-7108. 800-298-7108.
You've got to top the charts to make it here. The Billboard Music Awards.
With performances by Van Halen, Mariah Carey, Ed Sheeran, Kelly Clarkson, Fall Out Boy, Wiz Khalifa, the hit show Empire, and three exclusive duets.
Meghan Trainor with John Legend.
Britney Spears with Iggy Azalea.
Little Big Town with Faith Hill. Plus, the world premiere of Taylor Swift's Bad Blood.
That's what I'm talking about.
The Billboard Music Awards, live Sunday at 8, 7 Central, only on ABC.
Zero Res wants you to get a jump on your spring cleaning. Call today for their one-day special sale. Three rooms for just $99, but you have to book it today. Three rooms for just $99. Call 877-321-0739.
It is 9:30 in the KGO newsroom. Top story at the bottom of the hour. Major transportation changes could be coming to San Francisco. The Mission Bay District already being dramatically reconfigured with UCSF facilities, new housing, and the planned Warriors Arena. Now KGO 810 Scott Letiri tells us City Hall is floating a major reconfiguration of public transit in that area.
Mayor Ed Lee is backing the plan that would include tearing down a portion of Interstate 280 and digging a tunnel for Caltrain while building a station between AT&T Park and the new Warriors Arena.
I am open to this plan.
Supervisor Scott Weiner, a member of the Municipal Transportation Commission. The plan also calls for opening up space at King and 4th Streets.
The rail yards at 4th and King, it's ridiculous that real estate is being taken up by storing trains.
More discussion needs to happen.
Tasha Bartholomew is with Caltrain.
Our concern is that all the alternative plans that the city has don't include leaving 4th and King station where it is.
California's bullet train is looking more promising by the day. The latest analysis suggests the cost of a trip via high-speed rail could be the cheapest in the entire world. Here's KGO 810's Kristen Haynes.
The estimate for a one-way ticket between San Francisco and Los Angeles is $86, which is about 20 cents per mile. Lisa Marie Alley, a spokeswoman with the California High-Speed Rail Authority, says they're trying to keep prices similar or less than airfares.
And it would fluctuate depending on ridership and on whether it was a holiday. We are seeing a shift in the millennial generation of more people wanting alternative modes of transportation.
An LA Times analysis found it's usually over 20 cents per mile on high-speed rail, and a lucrative French line is 52 cents per mile.
A former campaign consultant to San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee is in a lot of trouble tonight, charged with six felony counts of possession of child pornography. When investigators busted Enrique Pierce at his home on Thursday, they say he had 600 images of children in pornographic displays on his computer. The so-called pillowcase rapist will be allowed to continue living in Southern California. Today, a Santa Clara County court judge refused to revoke Christopher Hubart's release from a state mental hospital. The 64-year-old man is believed to have raped 40 women in the Bay Area and Southern California between the 1970s and 1993. Lashing out at the city of Oakland, downtown merchants again ravaged by violence and vandalism during a May Day protest say the city's efforts to help them pay for repairs not enough. Here's KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley.
On Friday, May 1st, along a stretch of Broadway's Auto Row,
they pretty much trashed the block here, smashed windows, cars. We are now here picking up the pieces.
Eric Horat owns the Precision Motors repair shop there. While the city says they're offering businesses like his grant money to pay for insurance deductibles and low-interest loans for repairs, he says that's not nearly enough.
We see those riots for years now. Apparently, everybody just accepted as part of living in Oakland, and that's not okay.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:33.
Guys, when you buy your clothes at DXL, you look good. But you feel like a rock star. So if you want to look and feel like a, you'll find all the brands you love, waist size 38 and up, all in one awesome store. DXL, you're looking good. Right now, select dress shirts are just $49.50 each when you buy two or more.
Zero Res wants you to get a jump on your spring cleaning. Call today for their one-day special sale. Three rooms for just $99, but you have to book it today. Three rooms for just $99. Call 877-321-0739.
The International Champions Cup presented by Guinness is coming this summer. Experience great world-class soccer when your San Jose Earthquakes take on Mexican Giants Club America July 14th at Avaya Stadium. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. See Earthquake stars Chris Wondolowski and Innocent Imagra take on Oribe Peralta and Paul Aguilar of Club America. It's Earthquakes versus Club America July 14th at Avaya Stadium. Get your tickets now at internationalchampionscup.com. You don't want to miss it.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. If you owe back taxes, the IRS can do some scary things, but there is hope. With a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, it's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the experts at Optima Tax Relief. If a fresh start is what you need, Optima is who you want.
Call 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753.
It is 9:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in Emeryville, 580 eastbound on the ramp to southbound 880. You might want to watch out for a broken down vehicle there that was blocking the slow lane. And nearby in Oakland, 580 westbound on the ramp to 980 westbound. Another stalled out vehicle blocking the right lane there. In Pinole, that injury accident on 80 westbound before Pinole Valley Road, it involves four vehicles. They've gotten them all out of the road now, and they are on the right shoulder. In Fairfield, a disabled truck, semi on the 80 westbound flyover to 680 southbound. Still there, got the left lane tied up, and only minor delays, though, to Sassoon Valley Road. And a bit north of Antioch, I'll tell you again, construction on 160 north and southbound is still creating some fairly heavy slowdowns between Sherman Island Crossings Road and West Sherman Island Road. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Thank you, Lee. Well, the series is tied at 2-2. Golden State Warriors beating the Memphis Grizzlies tonight, 101-84. Game 5 back here in the Bay Area on Wednesday. And now your Bay Area weather forecast with KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
You'll see lots of sunshine, but it is going to remain cool and breezy tomorrow afternoon. Not a whole lot changes in advance of a system that is going to move in and bring us showers as early as Wednesday night. And then it looks like a wet Thursday with cooler conditions, mid-50s to the upper 60s. Friday, we dry out.
Mid-50s to low 70s for Tuesday and Wednesday, and then, of course, the wet weather moves in. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly cloudy skies. It's 52 degrees in Dublin, 60 in Santa Rosa, 51 in Santa Cruz, 52 Half Moon Bay, 53 in San Jose, 52 in Oakland, and 53 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
It's time for the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. So, let me see here. Let's see if this will work. No, it won't, so I won't even tell you about it. What you don't know won't hurt you. You don't know what you're missing. The computer is just not cooperating, and it's just not going to. So, here's some fun. When you're picking the photos that you want to use on your Match.com or your Tinder, Heather, you might be tempted to go for the ones that, you know, you look relaxed, you look chill, you look natural. Well, resist that urge.
To look natural.
Yes. And airbrush yourself like a long-lost Kardashian.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Why?
For sure. Because the researchers at the University of Connecticut told you to. They just released the results of a study on how people reacted to retouched photos on online dating services versus just the natural pictures, okay? And they found that there's really no downside of getting rid of your blemishes, fixing the lighting, or making your hair shinier.
Huh.
Women who saw men's retouched photos were more likely to want to go on dates with them.
Well, duh.
And believed they were more trustworthy.
Yeah, until you meet them.
Well, then that's a different. All bets are off then.
I think I'm doing fine with the pictures I have.
Men who saw any woman's retouched photo, they actually found them less trustworthy than women who went natural, but they wanted to go out with them more. You know what they want. They just wanted to.
Oh, it's so confusing.
But they didn't really, you know, they didn't find them more trustworthy.
Right.
It's fun to hook up. So the conclusions are pretty clear here. Giving your photos a little extra work will help you get more dates.
If that's what you want.
If that's what
with
you want.
With people who don't trust you.
Oh, you know
what? There
you go. I'm so out of sorts because my computer won't work tonight. But let's get to this because I kept promising this, but it was so much fun talking to Carolyn Burns.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. And speaking of Barry Bonds. So, outrage as students forced to strip naked with male professor and perform erotic gesture by candlelight before being allowed to graduate from the University of California in San Diego. What kind of class is this?
What class is this, you say?
It's definitely in California. That's for damn sure.
And it's got to be art, right?
Let's see here what this course is. For most students, there's nothing more stressful than the final exam, but imagine you have to be naked in a candlelit classroom, not only in front of your whole class, but also in front of your professor. Oh, this is just weird. At the University of California, San Diego, this naked final exam is, in fact, a course requirement for a class in the visual arts department.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But nudity isn't enough for the students of the upper-level course, as they must also perform a gesture that traces, outlines, or speaks about your erotic self, according to the course syllabus. And then we scroll down for video, and unfortunately I can't share that with you. a disgusted mother has spoken out against the requirement and says her daughter will not do it. The mother insists the requirement was not made clear at the start of the course, and called it perversion. She added about the exam, during which all of the students and the male professor stripped naked in a candlelit room, made her sick to her stomach. But Professor Dominguez insists that he has had no complaints in 11 years that he's taught the course. It's the standard canvas for performance art and body art. So he says to ABC down there. A mother of one of the students has spoken out against the requirement. Yeah, it makes her sick. It's all very controlled, he said. If they are uncomfortable with this gesture, they should not take the class. According to the course description on the faculty website, students use autobiography, dream, confession, fantasy, or other means to invent one's self in a new way or to evoke the variety of selves in our imagination.
That doesn't say nude, though.
Yeah. It continues, this course experiments with and explores the rich possibilities available to the contemporary artist in his or her own persona.
But I think the daughter told the mother and that the, you know, quote-unquote final exam is yet to come. Because she hasn't said, or the reporters.
I think it's creepy.
The reporters haven't asked her, well, so are you doing it or not doing it? Are you just going to take the F?
I think it's creepy.
I don't know,
standing there naked with the professor.
It's not creepy.
There. I think it is.
So you wouldn't take the class. But she does deserve to know ahead of time if that is what the final exam is.
I just read you.
No, I know.
On the syllabus what it was. Yes. And that is not in the description.
I'm guessing that the mother's more upset than the daughter.
I don't know if I'd want to do it.
Just do it. It's not a big deal. Everybody's naked.
Well, and then what are you supposed to do once you're naked? You discover your erotic self. What's going on down there? I know everybody's stoned, but...
It's not a big deal. People have been doing this, art in museums, naked?
I know,
what's that woman's name that would do the Hershey's syrup all over herself?
Yeah. But she wanted to do that, and that was her decision, and art is art. I understand that. But if I'm a student in the class and I didn't know I needed to do this, then all of a sudden I find out that's the final exam or I fail the course, I think I'd be pissed.
Maybe she can get special dispensation and do a video of her doing this alone in her apartment and submit it to the teacher.
No.
Why would you disagree?
He said, well, I would agree with you. Yes. He says no. Either you do it or you fail. 808-0810.
That's a compromise, though. He hasn't said no to my idea.
No, he will not compromise. He says he's been doing it for 11 years and he has no intention of changing the way he does things.
He hasn't heard my idea.
It's just weird. I just wouldn't, and I don't like it, and I sure as hell don't want to be naked and being exploring my eroticism in front of a professor. And I actually, and you know, I'm no conservative. That's for damn sure. You know that if
you're
listen to the show.
You're just a little uptight.
Yeah. Yes. This would be a little bit. This would push me over the edge. Yeah. This is where I'm swinging to the right. Okay. Would you do this?
Yeah, I would. I probably would. I would not have a problem with it. I sure as hell wouldn't be the one student in the class who said no. That's where it gets weird for me. 808-0810. Oh, would you take the class? Would you do the final? You okay getting naked in a low-lit room with your classmates and your professor?
Ugh.
It sounds like a private hell for a lot of people, I'm sure.
Yes, I don't think so.
I mean, you'd have to, like, not eat sandwiches.
And if my
for
kid came home, I mean, I know they're college age and all of this, that, and the other. So it's not like, oh, the baby. What about the baby? What about the children? They're adults. I get that. But if my daughter came home and said, look, he's going to fail me if I don't do this, I'd be pissed as a parent. I'd be pissed. I'd be like, no, it's creepy. I would have a conversation with the dude. Like, what the hell are you doing? I think I'd be calling the administration. Yes. What's going on at this place? All right.
This is the UC system? What? Yeah. Taxpayer dollars. What?
I told you to send them to Oklahoma. I told you to send them to Oklahoma. Yeah.
This kind of thing doesn't happen there.
Send them to UT.
In blue states.
That's right. Yeah. All right. The good news is next on the Trex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Zero Res wants you to get a jump on your spring cleaning. Call today for their one-day special sale. Three rooms for just $99. But you have to book it today. Three rooms for just $99. Call 877-321-0739. The International Champions Cup presented by Guinness is coming this summer. Experience great. Great world-class soccer when your San Jose Earthquakes take on Mexican Giants Club America July 14th at Avaya Stadium. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. See Earthquake stars Chris Wondolowski and Innocent Imagra take on Oribe Peralta and Paul Aguilar of Club America. It's Earthquakes versus Club America July 14th at Avaya Stadium. Get your tickets now at internationalchampionscup.com. You don't want to miss it.
Hey guys, Will Durst here. You know, this drought has gotten so bad. The other day, I saw water detectives looking for moist pavement and water balloon remnants. What's next? The leak police? The flow patrol? But don't blame all this craziness on the drought. Blame it on our lack of planning. Droughts are a fact of life in California, and they have been for centuries. If we had made prudent investments in our aging water system sooner, we wouldn't be in this predicament today. Fortunately, voters approved the plan last November to make significant improvements in our water systems. But we must act now to build the reservoirs to store the water in the wet years to get us through the dry years. We desperately need more water storage and better conveyance systems to move it, or we're all going to be showering with bottled water. I'm going to go for the bubbly one. To find out more, visit RebuildCA.org. That's RebuildCA.org. Sponsored by the California Alliance for Jobs.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. If you owe back taxes, the IRS can do some scary things, but there is hope. With a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, it's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the experts at Optima Tax Relief. If a fresh start is what you need, Optima is who you want.
Call 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753.
Carpets need cleaning? Zero Res wants you to get a jump on your spring cleaning. It's Zero Res for carpets, tile, air ducts, and upholstery cleaning. They can do it all with their patented green cleaning process. But you have to call today for this one-day sales special. Three rooms for just $99. But it has to be booked today. Call 877-321-0739. 877-321-0739. Spelled backward or forward, Zero Res is the best way to clean.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a cool boy. I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go.
Love this song.
Times were so much simpler then.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. All right, let's see here. Oh, by the way, I started with this fact, a little factoid here. The military initially wanted the Golden Gate Bridge to be painted. Guesses?
Blue.
What color?
White.
No. The Golden Gate Bridge was almost painted with yellow and black stripes.
Eee.
Yes, so it wouldn't be the Golden Gate, it would be the bumblebee across the bay. Can you freaking imagine if they got their way?
It's not good.
Yes, the military wanted the Golden Gate Bridge painted yellow with black stripes.
You know, so it would stand out from that ocean background.
That makes no sense to me at all. But an architect finally, ultimately convinced them it would look better if it was the orange-red color that it is now. But you're right. They were thinking visibility. But what did the black stripes do? I mean, you can't see that at night.
Well.
And it would not be the icon that it is.
No, it would have been horrible. You picture yellow and black is like the international colors for caution, et cetera. It's on police tape.
Oh, my God.
And then if you're at a construction site, the yellow and black stripes are, you know, at the edge of steps and whatnot, I want to
say. Yes, and crime scenes and death scenes and everything else.
But it is just a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
You know what? It's a huge freaking bridge. I think it's going to stand out against the background.
It's the most famous bridge in the world, I would say.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Next to the Bay Bridge.
So it could have been a bumblebee.
That would have sucked.
It would have been the Bay's bumblebee. Think about that the next time you're stuck on the damn thing.
Well, maybe there'd be fewer tourists on it, for the love of God.
Okay, so here we go. Let's get to some stupid news. You know what the bad news is. Let's get to stupid. So this is what happens when random luck, crazy biology, and having unprotected sex with a bunch of different dudes collide.
Uh-oh.
Hola. So there's this woman in New Jersey, gave birth to twins back in January, and she's only been, identified by her initials, TM, and last year she sued the man she thought was the father for child support for these two kids.
Have you been watching Maury again?
A.S. No, but I used to. But when the court had him take a paternity test in November, there was a wild result. He was only the father of one of the twins.
Yep, I knew you were going
to
say that.
The other one belonged to a different dude.
Ugh.
You are kind of the father.
You know, how interesting, too.
You are 50% father.
You have one big paternity suit, but two daddies.
Here's how this is possible. TM admitted that she had sex with a different guy right after she had sex with the other dude.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, she's busy. And it's possible for a man's essence to stay in the body for up to 5 days after sex. Didn't know that. That's a lot of swimming. So both of them had their essence beating up on her eggs. And each of them had one make it there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess one punched a hole through and the other one followed.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, I guess.
And they were both sustainable and lived
right.
And grew.
Apparently this does happen. It happens time to time.
You know, it's so interesting because, like you said, the eggs could have been fertilized days and or hours apart, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. But we'll always think of the, firstborn as the oldest one, even though the other one could have been gestating longer.
Perhaps.
Just saying. I don't know.
Just saying.
That was kind of science-y, but you get what I'm saying.
apparently, as I said, this does happen every once in a while. The head of a major paternity testing lab says 1 in 13,000 cases with twins involve multiple fathers.
Woohoo!
And so, obviously, you know, the court said, yes.
And these babies could look nothing alike, right?
They don't say that, so I'm not sure about
that. That's what'll be interesting.
But, so he's only responsible for the one child.
Yeah.
And she hasn't said whether she knows who the baby daddy is.
Let me think. And then she starts counting on her hand, looking at her phone for all the phone numbers in there. Good going, girl.
Good luck with that. All right. Well, let me see. So we have the, speaking of babies, the top 10 names for boys in 2014 were Noah, Liam, Mason, Jacob, Mason, William, Ethan, Michael, Alexander, James, and Daniel. Top 10 names for
this
girls,
is where it gets weird.
Emma, Olivia, Sophia, Isabella, Ava, Mia, Emily, Abigail, Madison, and Charlotte. All pretty names. And let me see here.
But
you're going to love this. Here comes the
fun part.
Yeah,
I know
this. Yeah. The boys' names with the biggest drops in popularity were Bentley, Damien, and Amare. For girls, are you ready?
Biggest drops.
Biggest drops. Miley, Carly, and Brittany.
That's funny.
What does that tell you?
Okay, so I heard something else interesting about baby names was for, I guess, the first time ever, there were certain names that were showing up repeatedly, and it's the Game of Thrones.
Probably.
What do I want to say?
They just didn't make the list.
Influence.
Yeah. Well, I don't doubt that at all.
For the first time in history, I guess, you're seeing Khaleesa as a girl's name.
Sure.
And, God, I forget what other name there was, but it was all stuff from Game of Thrones.
So, but don't you love Miley and Brittany are on that list? And,
oh, yeah.
They're dropped off a cliff.
Yeah.
Have a good night and enjoy your Monday. What's left of it.
And thanks to Travis Madsen for coming here and explaining to us all about clean power and where we want Mitch McConnell to go down in flames, and that you need to call your congressperson and say, I want you to pass clean power.
Okay, we'll do it. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGOA 10.
If I could redo any room, it would be the master bathroom.
Oh, outdoor kitchen, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to walk in and feel like I'm in a spa.
Like I'm at a beach party.
Heated floor tiles, gentle rain, shower heads.
Loud sound system around the pool.
If you can imagine it, now's the time to create it.
It would be my retreat.
My retreat.
For a limited time, you can take advantage of a Comerica Bank Home Equity Flex Line with an introductory rate of just 2.99% APR for the first 9 months. A later variable rate is effective after the introductory time period. With rates this low, there's never been a better time to reimagine your home. To learn more about credit costs and terms, call Comerica Bank at 800-829-5356. Introductory APR of 2.99% is for home equity line of credit accounts only and applies to balances for the first 9 monthly statement cycles after the account open date. Variable rate in effect after the introductory time period. Loans are subject to credit approval. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender, equal housing lender.
For over 60,000 California foster children, growing up means having to replace clothes that are too small or worn out.
I never had much to begin with.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
I guess I'm growing fast.
I'm getting big.
When a child has clothes that fit properly and look good, it can help their self-image and self-esteem.
I don't need anything fancy.
I just want to fit in with the rest of the kids.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting new clothes for infants, toddlers, youths, and teens.
I grew 3 inches last year.
Bring your gift of clothes, pants, shirts, tops, and skirts to any Sleep Train and help make a foster child's day a little brighter. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com. On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a local foster kid look and feel their best. Bring your gift of new clothes to any Sleep Train store or donate at sleeptrain.com today.
Guys, when you buy your clothes at DXL, you look good. But you feel like a rock star. So if you want to look and feel like a, you'll find all the brands you love, waist size 38 and up, all in one awesome store. DXL.
you're looking good. Right now, select dress shirts are just $49.50 each when you buy two or more.
Carpets need cleaning? Zero Res wants you to get a jump on your spring cleaning. It's Zero Res for carpets, tile, air ducts, and upholstery cleaning. They can do it all with their patented green cleaning process. But you have to call today for this one-day sale special. Three rooms for just $99. But it has to be booked today. Call 877-321-0739. 877-321-0739. Spelled backward or forward, Zero Res is the best way to clean.
San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and worldwide at KGORadio.com. A Cumulus Station.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audionatum, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audionatum is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audionatum has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audionatum to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audionatum is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audionatum, you can hear life again.